So let's remember what we're up to. Machlokes in our Gemara Kuf Dalam and Aleph. How to understand what our Mishnah is telling us about the Sarov of Bechalav. Rav Yosef understood that the Mishnah is saying that Besar of Bechalav is Da'araisa. And the Reisha of our Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Akiva in the later Mishnah Kuf Yigimel. And Rashi said, no. Our Mishnah means Besar of Bechalav is Drabban. Kalabasar also Lavash of Bechalav, Mehem Edivrei Torah, Mehem Edivrei Sof. Dagim Bechagavim is Heter Gomer. But other than that, Besar Behem is also Lavashel Min HaTorah, and Besar Of is also Lavashel Min Drabanan. So that's a machlokas, whether Besar Of Bechalav is Dereser or Drabanan, is a machlokas Amaram in our Mishnah, how to interpret. Machlokas Amaram in our Gemara Kuvdal, how to interpret our Mishnah. And as we saw, the Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel clearly says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kibir Yosef, clearly hold there's no Issa Dereser on Of Bechalav. As a matter of fact, the Gemara Kuf Tezayin says they're arguing whether it's even also Midrabanan. Yosef Lili thinks that Of Bechalav is Heter Gamer, Mutter, where while Rabbi Kiva is saying it's not an Issa Dereser, but it is an Issa Drabanan. We clearly don't pass on like Yosef Lili. The Gemara is clear about that. Of Bechalav is Aser. The Rosh understood based on the Rif, based on his Diak and the Rif, that those are the only two opinions in that Mishnah of Kuf Yud Gimel. The Rosh understood based on the Rif that the beginning of the Mishnah is not a Tanakhama arguing upon whom Rabbi Kiva is arguing, but rather Rabbi Kiva is explaining that when the beginning of the Mishnah said Besar Behema Temea Mutzu Lavashel Mutzu Bahana, so not only here's the source for why Behema Temea is not Bas B'chalav, and that source, the Gimel Pa'amim, is a source both for why Behema Temea is not Fleshik or Milchik Me'atera, and also covers Chayav Yov, because it says B'chalei Gedi B'chalei Vimo three times, so the three Gediim exclude those three. So according to the Rosh, no one in the Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel is saying Of Bechalav is Daraisa, and Bacha pointed out, but Tosas does. Tosas seems to understand there are three deus in the Mishnah. Tanakama holds Psar of Bechalav is Aser Me'at Torah, Rekiva, Asim Jabanan, Yosef Lili, Heter Gamer. So, Acharei Kechlos HaKol, a Machlokes, perhaps Tanaim, Machlokes Amaram, Machlokes Rishonim, Psar of Bechalav is Asim Me'at Torah, is Asim Jabanan. We clearly don't accept Yosef Lili as Mutter, but whether Asma Taras Rabbanan, so that's definitely a matter of some debate. Is chicken fleishik min atar or fleishik min Rabbanan? And you open up a tour and you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and they're pretty clear about how we paskin. Let's say if you take a peek in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Pei Zayin. Siv Gimel, the opening Simen, the introductory Simen to Hilchos Bas Bechalav, Simen Pei Zayin is dedicated largely to defining those three terms. Bishul, Basar, and Chalav. So here right now we're busy with Basar and Chalav. Siv Gimel, Eino Noeg Elba Basar Behema Tahora, Bechalev Behema Tahora, that's when it applies. Behema Tahora, not a Chai, not an Oaf, and not a Min Tameh. But Basar Tahora, Bechalev Temeya, Basar Temeya, Bechalev Tahora, Mutar Mebishal Ubahana. That's the beginning of the Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel. And then he goes on to say, Chai V'Oaf, Afil Bechalav, Tahora, even if you have kosher species milk, cow's milk, not camel's milk, but if the meat is only chaya or ov, deer and elk, or chicken or quail, mutar bebishul v'hanav afilu b'achila eno asr el midrabanan. Shulchan Aruch is clear, ov b'chalav is only midrabanan. You go back to the tour, that's what the tour says, turn two pages back, eno nogel b'tahora, Besar chayev yov afil b'chalev tahora eno el midrabanan. Clear. And the Beis Yosef on the side, again, the Beis Yosef on the side of the tour is the same man as the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote all three. Before he wrote an independent, freestanding Shulchan Aruch, freestanding Sefer Halacha, he first wrote Perushim on the two pre-existing major Sefer Halacha of his time, the Rambam's Mishnah Torah and the tour, written by the Rabbeinu Yaakov, the son of the Rosh. And in both the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam and the Beis Yosef on the tour, his primary focus was to figure out what the Maror Makom was. What's the basis for the Psakim that the Rambam and the tour are giving? And then with that in mind, he then proceeded to write his own Shulchan Aruch. And the Beis Yosef, his Kesef Mishnah Rambam is usually pretty brief. A Gemara here, a Gemara there. Sometimes he comments more extensively. Beis Yosef, he usually gives on the tour, he gives you the whole sugya. So here he tells you, he lines up a whole bunch of Rishonim of old, Psarav B'chav Zalami Jabanan. The Riff and the Rush, and the Rambam and the Rashba and his Torah Sabayis, Givalt. But then there's that other line, that Mutar B'bishal Uvahana, that appears in the Torah, that appears in Shulchan Aruch. That is strange. Why is that strange? Let's turn back to that. It really comes from Rambam. The Rambam says it in Perek Tes of Hilchos Machalos Asuras. The ninth Perek of Machalos Asuras is dedicated to the halachas of Basar B'chalav. So halacha Dalad, halacha Gimel, he tells you about Basar Behemet Tahora, Basar Behemet Tameya, the Mishnah, the Tanakama, and Kufir Gimel. And then, V'chein, Psar Chayav Yov, Bein B'chalev Chayav B'chalev Behema, Eino Aser B'achila Minatora. Besar Chayav Yov is not Fleshik Minatora. Even in Chalev Behema. Even if the milk is really milk, Minatora, cow's milk, goat's milk, sheep's milk, but still, Chayav Yov is not Fleshik Minatora. Lefichach, Mutar Levashla Mutar Bana. Therefore, it's mutter to cook and mutter bana because it's only in Issa Draban. The Rambam is the one who already formulates this. He writes it here. He writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos. And the problem is, as the Magen Mishnah points out, isn't against our Gemara. Isn't against our Gemara. How is it against our Gemara? So the Magen Mishnah says, how is it against our Gemara? Because he doesn't sort of get it. He explains the Rambam before he explains the problem. What did our Gemara say? What did our Mishnah say? Kol habas also vashel chalav. You're not allowed to do what? With any meat, you can't do what b'chalav? Cook. What's the first line of our Gemara? Oh, apparently, the Mishnah is talking about oaf. Not only Behema, but even Chaya, and certainly Oaf. So now, is that a problem? Is that not a problem? Well, if it's Daraisa, that's not a problem. If you hold that Besarof B'chalav is Issa Daraisa, that's great. Of course it's Issa Bishal. Now the Rambam would agree to that. So when Rav Yosef, the first Amor in our Gemara, says, oh yeah, our Mishnah holds the Oaf B'chalav Asim in our Torah, okay. But Rav Ashi, the second opinion in our Gemara, says, no, Kula Rav Akiva, the whole Mishnah is Rav Akiva, meaning the whole Mishnah, the end is about Nadar, but the beginning is about Oaf is only Fleshik Midraban. What does he say? Take a look inside. Kula Rav Akiva Yachika Amar, Kalabasar also Levashal B'chalav. Mehen midivrei Torah, mehen midivrei sofrim. All meat is also levashel, but sometimes some meat is also minat Torah, some meat is also minat Rabbanan. Meaning, behema is also minat Torah, oaf is also minat Rabbanan, fish is heter gamer. But Rav Ashi says, when the Mishnah said kol habasar also levashel, that kol included both meat and chicken, both beef and chicken, both behema and oaf, whether it's minat Torah or Rabbanan respectively, but it's all included. Included in what? And call it Basar Aser Levashel B'chalav. It's a pretty straightforward Mishnah. No, you're not allowed to cook it. And Rav Ashi said, you're not allowed to cook the meat, what we call meat, beef, minatayr, you're not allowed to cook it in Chalav, and chicken, you're not allowed to cook in Chalav, in Jabban. Black and white. And Rav Yosef's first shot in the Mishnah, it's irrelevant to the Rambam's Chiddush, because Rav Yosef holds the Mishnah holds that off with Asim and Torah. But again, the Rambam's Chiddush, quoted by the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch, Lehalacha, is that there's only an Isser Bishul Vahana by Bas B'chal of Daraisa. And the Rambam is very clear about it also. The Rambam actually formulates it as a rule on the earlier page, to follow. He says, whenever it's Bas B'chal of Jabban, it's just an Isser Achila. No bishul, no hana. That's the Rambam. It's against the Gemara. Against the Gemara's read of the Mishnah. Kala basra also vash b'chala. And Rashi said, Mehemin derbitar, Mehemin derbitar.
How do you get away with that? How do you get away with that? How do you get away with that?
Kalabasa also Lash Bahala. Five words. And the Gemara said to Fair, Kalabasa might even include Behema Minatora. No. So how are you going to deal with that? How can the Rambam say whenever it's Drabbanon, it's only Yisra Chilin? It's kedai to see that line actually in the Rambam Beferish. Turn back to Shulchan Aruch for a moment. We were looking at Pei Zayin Sif Gimel. Take a look back at Pei Zayin Sif Aleph. So you have, once again, as always, the words of the Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch, are in block print, and then the words of the Rambam are in Ksav Rashi. What does it say? The end of Sif Aleph, Rambam, Pei Zayin Sif Aleph, Kal Basar Bachav, She'enu Asim in HaTorah, Mutar Bahana. Mutar Bahana, and as Ram goes on to say, Mutar Bibishal. So, it's against the Mishnah. It's against the Gemara's reading the Mishnah. So what's the Magen Mishnah notices this problem right away. Let's take a look inside. Perek Tes Halacha Dal. You read the Rambam. So the... we'll pick up with the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah here wraps around the Rambam. He begins by quoting the Mishnah of the Gemara. And the third line is the dot. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Dehai Levash Alecha Hu. And the Rambam understood that when the Mishnah says Levashel, it means this word Levashel really doesn't mean Levashel. It really means to eat. Kalabasa also Levash Vachal means you're not allowed to eat. But that's a great solution. Okay, so the Mishnah didn't say this is a special. The Mishnah said this is a Achila. Okay, sometimes also to eat Matar, sometimes also to eat Mirabanan. Now that obviously solves in terms of content, and it raises massive problems in terms of language. What do you do to the Lashon HaMishnah? How did Levashel become Lechel? The Magen Mishnah says, he's sensitive to that, and what does he say? The Lishna Dekra Nokat. He says, the Rambam was using the language of the Pasuk. Don't ask a kasha on the Rambam. The Chumash uses Levashel to mean Lechel. Right, that's what we saw. That was the Braisa that we saw. That was the brisa that we saw and we had seen. It is a 5, 6, 7, 10-way machlokas, tanam, amaram. How do you know that there are three surim? Bishul, achila, and hana. The Torah never said you're not allowed to eat. She said there were many different approaches. And on kuf, tes, vav, and beis, we had begun the parak with this. Kuf, tes, vav, and beis, tever, rabbi, shmal, tana, lo, sevash, gadi, bachalevi, mo, gimel, pa'amim. Chun, to kuf, tes, vav, and beis. Echad le'isra chila, echad le'isra hana, ve'echad le'isra bishul. In other words, the Torah three times, Mishpatim, Kisis, and Re'ei, says the same words, lo sevashel gedi b'chalevi mo, and the Tanzvei Bishul understands that the Torah says it three times, but one time it actually means to cook, and the other two times it means to eat, or to have hana from that which was cooked. The reason why we use the word bishul, as Rashba explains, is because the only we'll see that later on. The only issur daraisa of eating an hana is if they're actually cooked together. Derech bishul. That's coming up very soon. If I eat a cold deli and cheese sandwich, they weren't cooked together. That's an issur drabanan. The issur daraisa, you cook them together, then you eat it. Okay. So the Torah says levashel, lo sevashel, lo sevashel, lo sevashel. The first one means bishul. That one means achila, and one means hana. Those to cook, to eat that which has been cooked, and to have hana from that which has been cooked. That's what the Gemara, the Braisa told us in Kuf Tes Vav and Beis. So the Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam read that into our Mishnah as well. Kol ha-basar, asar levashel b'chalav. Yeah, he said the Rambam understood that the Mishnah is using the Lishna Dekra, the language of the Pasuk. The Pasuk always uses the term lo tivashel. So the Mishnah used asr levashel, but it didn't mean literally to cook any more than the Pasuk means literally to cook. Pasuk sometimes means it uses to cook, sometimes it uses it to mean to eat that which has been cooked. So the Magen Mishnah says, Lishna dekra nakat. So when the Mishnah said aser lavasho, it really meant aser to eat. Okay. Continuing the Magen Mishnah, di bebishol below achila, because if it just meant to cook, not to eat, lo nesru chayv yofa fin midireim. No, chayv yof is heter gamer to eat and to have ana. Shlo asru osam ella bachila bilvad. The pnei achilas besar behema hamotzi. The gzeiro was only they only made that when they created and Chazal expanded bas b'chalav to include new items which are only bas b'chalav jabanan. They only imposed an isra achila. And there's one word the Magen Mishnah just added here, which answers akasha. What's the one word? The last word we just read. Lo asro samela bachila bilvad, v'pnei achilas besar behema ha matzui, which is common. There are two issues with the Rambam. One is source. Where does this come from? And isn't it against certain sources like the Mishnah and the Gemara? The other problem is why? Why would Chazal have differentiated? If the Din Daraisa, Bas Bechal of Daraisa has all three Yisurim, so the default should be Bas Bechal of Rabbanan should also have all three Yisurim. Right? Chol Tikar Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. If for whatever reason Chazal are expanding Bas Bechal of to include Midrash Rabbanan on oath, so why not give it the full system of Bas Bechal of Daraisa? Why would you differentiate? So what the Svara is, the Magen Mishnah answered with one word. And that's why you have to have your eyes open and your brain fully in drive when you learn. Because you could very easily miss that word. Yeah, he's just saying the same thing. No, he's not. What was his answer? Why did they only make it Isra Rabbanan by Achila? Not by Bishul Vana? Because? Yeah. Because that's what's more common. People violate Achila more often they're going to violate Hana or Bishul. I'll prove it to you. One person cooks, many people eat. Right? There are more eaters than cooks in the world. Right? That's pretty elementary, right? Mathematical modeling. So clearly, eating food is more common than cooking food. More people eat food than cook food. So Ram says, if I'm worried, people are going to may come to violate which isser. More likely, you're going to violate Achilas Bas B'chal of Daraisa, and then you're going to violate Bishul Bas B'chal. Every person who violates Bishul Bas B'chal, you're going to have 5, 10, 15 people who violate Achilas Bas B'chal. Ram says that's much more matzoi. And how many people have non-eating benefit from food? Sometimes. Someone's buying and selling. Someone's getting paid to deliver. But once again, there are more eaters than there are more consumers than delivery people. There are more consumers than shopkeepers. Ach and vey, if there's a one-to-one ratio between shopkeepers and eaters, that's not a very successful business model, right? If every store has one customer, that store is not going to last very long. So obviously, there are many more eaters than non-eating nehenim. There are many more eaters than cooks. So Rambam says, Magamish says, that's in one word. He said, that's the Svara. The reason why when Chazal expanded Bas B'chalav, they only, this. You want to know why would this be true? I'll tell you why. Because it's Matzah. There may be other ways of understanding it also. One could have offered a different suggestion. One could have said, what's unique about Achila as opposed to Bishul Hanah is not only that it's more common, but also according to the Kesef Mishnah that we had learned, we discussed in Tumas Meis, Achila might be the original Isser. If you think that Bishul is a Siag Daraisa Atu Achila, Achila is sort of the core. Rabbi Feldman had been talking about this last week. Some Achronim say that. Okay, so now let's recap for a moment and then let's see what we have and then I want to hear your questions and then we're going to go weiter. Let's recap what we have so far. We have a Rambam quoted in, we know there's a Machlok is whether Of B'chav Asma Tar Asir Rabbam. Okay. What's surprising, though, is not that the Rambam and Tur Shohar Paskin Os B'chal is Asim Rabbanon. That's not surprising at all. What is surprising is that they say, and therefore Bishul Hanah are Heter Gamer, because there's a rule that whenever it's Bas B'chal is Rabbanon, it's only in Isra Achila, not Bishul V'Hanah. So that's the Rambam's rule. which we wonder about. We wonder about, number one, where did he get it from? We wonder about why logically, where did he get it from, what's his makor? I might wonder logically why ought it to be true. And I could say, it's not only do I not have a makor, it's actually, I have a makor against. Right? And that's where we started. The most pressing kasha. The other two are shilas. Where did he get it from? Okay, we have to find where he got it from. What's the svar? We have to figure out what the svar is. The kasha is mamish against. It's against our Mishnah Gemara. So the Magen Mishnah already addressed questions 3 and 2. He said, you try and figure out, it's against the Mishnah Gemara? No, it's not. The Mishnah only meant, levashel didn't mean literally to cook, any more than it means literally to cook always in Chumash. One out of three times means literally to cook, the other two times means echil v'hanol. Okay. So the Magen Mishnah says, here too, the Rambam understood that the Mishnah was using Lishna Dekra. The Mishnah really means, if you were to translate it into English, you should translate it as, Kalav Basa Asa Vash B'chalav, you're not allowed to eat any meat cooked with milk. You're not allowed to eat beef or chicken cooked with milk. And then Rav Ashi is saying, to eat beef cooked with milk is Asa Min HaTorah. To eat chicken with milk is Asa Min HaRabbanan. But the Magen Mishnah says, according to Rambam, the Mishnah never said anything about cooking. Okay. And I want to know, what's the svar shebedavar? Is the reason why Chazal would have differentiated between Achila on the one hand and Bishul Vana on the other hand, and made it deemed Rabbana only Achila, Matsui. Okay, that is a, we know that is a principle. That's a panhalachic principle. And the way Chazal makes Zeris, one of the big rules that governs how Chazal makes Zeris is Milsa lo shchicha, lo gazru bei Rabbana. The following couple of sentences are all condensed into one word in the Magen Mishnah. He's assuming that you know that one of the rules of Gzeres Rabbanan, making Gzeres Rabbanan, is Chazal only have the right to make Gzeres Rabbanan if it's a common concern. It's a chiddush that they have the right to make Gzeres Rabbanan at all. Let's back up. The starting default position is we have dinim in the Chumash. Right? The Torah's Mechadesh, Chazal have the right and responsibility to also make a Mishmeres, to make Siyagim Rabbanan, to protect the dinim Darais. But only when it's accomplishing something significant. So if it's a milsa lo shchicha, if it's an uncommon situation, lo gazer be rabbanan. Chazal aren't going to make a gzer because there isn't enough cause to warrant creating a din rabbanan. So the Magen Mishnah has all that in mind. It says, achila is matzah. So he didn't ask his kasha. He didn't give you 95% of the answer, but you're supposed to see that one word and understand. He's asking a kasha, raising it, bavorning the kasha, as we would say. And he's heading off at the pass. That's what the bavar means, to answer the kash before it's even raised. And he's bavaring the kash of what's a svar lachalik, and assuming that you understand that the rule is misal shichel gaz be'rabanan. And so he says, achila is more matzah. And also assumes you can do the math on your own and realize achila is more matzah than bishul, achila is more matzah than non-achila hana. The bishul v'hana lo nestru. Yeah. He's about to answer question number one also, but first, do you still have a question? Yeah.
I guess the Rebbe mostly answered. I'm a little confused because it still seems that Bishul is pretty common. I mean, if you're going to eat meat, you have to cook it. It's not like some things that you can eat raw and you can actually cook. It's really, you can't really eat meat raw.
Good.
So it still seems pretty common that it would seem to warrant a gzeirat d'rabbanan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. One weakness in the Magen Mishnah is right, his svara. You say on the one hand, right, there are more people. Nassan is saying there are more people who eat than who cook, but there are as many acts. Every eating was preceded by a cooking. So maybe one person cooked a lot of it. One person might have cooked 15 servings of bas b'chalav, then 15 different people ate. But all those servings got cooked by someone. Fewer people doing that vera, but that vera is still getting done. Right? So the Magen Mishnah's svara, the matzah, yeah, that's a little difficult. Again, what are our questions? What's a makar? What's a svara? Then I have a makar keneged. I have a source against it. Right? Those are the three issues that are raised when you think about that rabba. So the Magen Mishnah already responded to this. Right? The Magen Mishnah said, well, Levasha really equals level. He responded to the question of Svari, he said, Achila is Mitsuya. But as I'll point out, that's a difficult Svar. Then, let's see a little bit more on the Magid Mishnah, and then we'll see where we go from here. Because you're not the only person to think that the Magid Mishnah is difficult. Matter of fact, we could call you Yoel Dietz, because of Yoel Circus. That was his name, the Bach of Yoel Circus. Not Circus as in his mother's name was Sarika. So he was Sarika's Circus. He was also, but let's read a couple more lines and then we'll take another question. The Lo Yipu Kocham, again, this Magid Mishnah is so dense, so chock-full. Now he's going to bavar another kasha without asking it. The Lo, what question is he answering in the following lines? We're up to the first narrow line. Velo yipu kocha mibas bisar behema tahor im chalev temeya. They didn't make it liapos hakoach, is to give it more strength, to make it koach yafa. They didn't make it, they, who's they? Probably the rabbanim. They did not make them mean of b'chalav, stronger than bisar behema tahor with chalev temeya. What do you mean? What do we know about bisar behema tahor with chalev temeya? If you're using camel's milk, or using camel's meat, what do we know about that type of basa b'chalav? Right, the Mishnah, that's the one place the Mishnah is beferish, mutar mebishal uvahana. So he says, well, of b'chalav is not going to be any stronger, any worse, than behema temeya. Shemutarin bebishal vahana, kanizka lamayla. As Ram already quoted earlier in Halacha Gimel, from the Mishnah, on Kuf Yud Gimel, there it's beferish, mutar bishal uvahana. Alma lo gazru bishlvana atu bishlvana. They didn't say that cooking the camel's meat in milk is asr atu. You might come to cook beef in milk. So you see, you don't make a gzera bishl atu bishl. Ve'ein gzera el alachila bilvad. So now, what was the Magid Mishnah's point? What was he trying to accomplish just now? I said, well, this is no. It's not going to be any stronger than behema temeya. What's his point? What's he trying to accomplish? What question is he trying to answer? Look at the board, it should be clear. It's a little circuitous, but what he's really just trying to say is, and where did the Rambam get this from? So I explained why it isn't a kasha against him from our sugya. Okay, but where did he, but what's his makar? Who told him this rule that Jesus is a svara of his own? Oh, it makes sense that he's a svara. Then the Rambam should have said, Yei Ra'eli. When the Rambam has his own chidushim, he says, it seems to me that XYZ. If he doesn't say Yei Ra'eli, which I believe someone counted, it says it 99 times in the course of Mishnah Torah. If he doesn't say Yei Ra'eli, he's quoting Chazal. He's quoting some Mishnah, Tosefta, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash Halacha, someone somewhere. So where did he get it from? Says the Magid Mishnah. You want to know where he got it from? The answer is, the Mishnah, Dakuf Yigimah, but Allah said, and Ram understood, Hu Adinami, Bizar of Bechalav. How do I know from the Ram himself that that's where you got it from? Look at the language of the Mishnah Torah. There's one word. A one word tip off. Halacha Gimel Rama writes, it's only the Issachar writes, it's only Behema Tahora. Aval top of the next page, no, Halacha Gimel, Bisar Behema Tahora, Shabishal Bachale Behema Tanea, or Bisar Behema Tanea, Shabishal Bachale Behema Tahora, Mutter Bashal, Mutter Bana, Inkam Rachel, Bisham Basal Bachala. Right? So far, no Bidushim, he quoted the Mishnah, the Tanakhama Mishnah. What's the next word? The chain. And so too, chayav yov in asrachim and Torah, and therefore mutavashim mutvana, that the chain, the Rambam doesn't, our Rebbeim have trained us to notice those connecting words. We assume that those connecting words are not just scattershot. The chain, he didn't just have another halacha. He doesn't have a connecting word between each halacha. He goes on to the next in. He's a man of spare words. As the Rama writes in a letter, if I could have written all of Mishnah Torah in one parak, I wouldn't have done it in two. says, I have no interest in writing more lengthily. I don't think that's impressive. He wasn't trying to write the biggest book that Rambam writes. So what's with the V'chein? The V'chein means something. It means that there's a logical connection between these two demons. And maybe even a connection, not just that they have this, they're the same logic, but maybe also this same makar. That this one, he actually derived one from the other. Perhaps. Okay. So that's the Magen Mishnah. So they have a din of the Rambam. Three questions. Where do you get it from? Why is it true? And isn't it against our sugya? The Magen Mishnah sought to answer all of those questions. We have very limited time left. But let's at least see where we're going to go and hopefully complete this tomorrow. Let's go back to where we started. Not even this sugya. The previous sugya. We start by learning the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah, the Geshmak, Taisus, Rashba, Ritva. Right, trying to don the language of the Mishnah. Remember, at the time we were focused then on the question that Taisus raised, that the Rashba and Ritva also discussed, which was, why doesn't the Mishnah use the Nusach of Noibarit, Bechutzlarit, and so on and so forth. And when we learned the Rashba, I told you, we'll skip the first two lines for now, we'll get to it, we'll come back to it. Well, then is now. We have reached Uz. It's time to come back to the first line of the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? Says the Rashba. Opening lines of the Rashba on the eighth parak of Chulin. Lishna dekra nokat. Dichsiv losiv ashel gedi b'chalev himo. So Mishnah is, there you go. The Magen Mishnah was a intellectual great-great-grandson of the Rashba. Magen Mishnah was a contemporary of the Ram. They're both Talmidim, the base manager of the Ramban, several generations after the Rashba. So the Lishon Dekra Nakat the Magen Mishnah used, he got that language from the Ramba, from the Rashba. Lo Sev Ashek of Dechaliv Imo. But then the Rashba goes on to say, V'asr Levashel V'asr Lechel Ka'amah. It means both. Asr Levashel and Asr Lechel. It's a good point. As a matter of fact, the Bach says, you know, to say that Lishon Dekra Nakat and to include all of them, like the Pasuk does, that's very mistaber. And you bother, why did the Mishnah say Beferish Lechel? Maybe Levashel means both, just like the Pasuk does, which is what the Rashba says. But the Bach on the side of the Tour says, but to say Levashel only means Lechel? Really? That's quite a stretch. And the Chumash doesn't only mean Lechel, the Chumash means both. So you want to say he also means both? Okay. We had seen the Ritva, by the way, where it said Levashel means Dafka Levashel. That was the Chiddush, was even Levashel. The Magen Mishnah is going the opposite extreme in reading the Rambam. It says Levashel only means Lechel. That's very difficult. That's very difficult. This is really tough. And the Bach says, really? You really think Levashel just means Lechel? It's a very difficult solution. Pashup Shah in the Mishnah. What they agree, like the Ritva, again, the Rambam is not mechuyev to agree with the Rashba. Even the Magen Mishnah is not mechuyev to agree with the Rashba. Kevin Machlokas already shown him. But the Rashba is making a good point, which is what the Bach says. This is incredibly dachuk. Really? Levashel means Lechel? And the Bach says, look at the Rashba. It's not often you see Chidusha Rashba going here and there. Just look at the Rashba. Open the Rashba. Take a look. That's what he says. And as Nassau pointed out, this idea that the Svara is Matsuri, it's also a difficult Svara. It's a difficult Svara. Really? I mean, more people eat than cook, but the same amount of Basar B'chalav is cooked and consumed. If anything, maybe there's something that gets cooked and thrown out of the garbage. So it's not easy to make the argument that Achila is so much more Matsuri than Bishul, that only Achila warrants a Gzeira and Bishul doesn't. So this is a problem that we're going to have to solve, and a problem that we will solve in Ritz Hashem tomorrow.